Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barbara Dooley is here, brought to you by Kroger. Happy Thanksgiving week. And Barbara, it's a pleasure to always have you on as we get ready for clean, old-fashioned hate. How are you doing today?
I am really, really well. It's just weird talking to you on a Tuesday.
Well,
are you ready for Turkey Day?
Yes, ma'am. Now, we talked to you last week, so this is bonus, Barbara. We weren't expecting to get you this week. We're very excited. But I think you told us last week you are no longer in the kitchen for Thanksgiving.
After 64 years, I've got a year off. How about that?
You deserve it.
I think I deserve it.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I deserve it.
By the way,
are we ready for our old-fashioned hate day?
Well, yes, ma'am. I think we are. But I wanted to ask you just real quick, what was Vince's favorite part of Thanksgiving? Was there something you had to have for him when it came to Thanksgiving? What?
Plain old food.
Just food. Okay. Nothing special.
Vince Dooley loved to eat. And I will have to say that I only put one thing in front of him in his life that he didn't want anymore. You know what it was?
What's that?
A beet.
Oh, he didn't eat beets.
A beet.
Yeah.
I love beets. And I put them in front of him one night, and he went, no more. Never.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Well, let's put this one to rest because it's been discussed today on the radio show. Where do you fall on green bean casserole for Thanksgiving?
I am over it. I was over it in 1964. No more. But guess what? It's at every Thanksgiving meal.
Why do they put that on the table, Carl?
Tradition.
I don't know.
Tradition.
I can't look at it. Yeah. No. I can't even look at it.
Thank you.
Those fried onions on the top. No more.
Yeah, they do. It's a part of a lot of folks' Thanksgiving. Barbara Dooley joining us as we get ready for Georgia Tech and Georgia. It is always special, Barbara. Last year, I mean, we're on the edge of our seats. This thing went to 8 overtimes. It could have gone either way. And, you know,
I know.
And Brent Key and Coach Smart, you know, embraced at midfield, and there was a mutual respect that they have because they both played, obviously, you know, for their respective universities. So there's a little juice here. And, I mean, I say that because I know both of these men really care about their programs, and we know Brent Key's coming off of a tough loss, but, Barbara, I'm not taking them lightly.
No, let me tell you, they've got more juice now than they would have had they won their game last week. They are, do you realize that the only way they can vie for the ACC championship now is to beat us? Do you think that's not going to give them a lot of juice?
Big time. Oh, big time for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we better take this game very lightly. Last week was a very light game, but, you know, we didn't score really a whole lot of points. think about it. Everybody that played a minor kind of team last week scored big points. We really didn't.
We don't cover the spread.
Solid.
Right.
Huh?
No, I'm saying, Barbara, you've discussed this with us. You know, you love to gamble. I mean, your family loves to gamble. They don't cover it. Kirby never covers that big spread when he's going up against a lesser opponent.
Never. 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 And I have to say, God bless you, Kirby. Screw it. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. That was my thoughts. That's exactly what I was thinking. Barbara, while we're talking about, you know, this landscape of college football, do you want to play in the SEC championship game? The benefit of being in the championship game and being conference champions? Now we've seen teams that don't play in their conference championship game and they still get in the playoffs and can get there. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's so great to have a championship. I would never pass up not playing for a championship. But I can understand now football has changed. It has changed so much that I don't know, but I don't think the players care about it. I think they just want to get in the college playoffs. Mm. You know, they're not concerned about a championship, but I would love, if I were a player, to have another championship, to get a championship SEC ring. Mm. That goes down in history.
Right.
Nobody will know in 20 years whether you could have gone to the championship, but you just played like you didn't want to go.
No, you're right. And it's the thing we were just talking about it last segment. You know, there's so many new levels now with the college football playoff. You know, the regular season still has to matter. These rivalry games still matter and have to matter. But I hate to see something like the SEC championship get marginalized. And that's where it kind of feels.
Too. Yeah. It does feel like that. And a lot of things don't feel quite right anymore. But you know what? That's what we're dealing with, and we've got to – I guess we're going to have to adjust. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah. I fear change, Carl.
Yeah, look, the change – the thing that I hate about some of the changes, not all, but I just don't – I don't want to go away from the traditions of college football. And some of
but
these –
But that's what we've done.
Well,
wait a minute.
What?
Look what we've done. Are you kidding me?
Well, when I say that, I'm also talking about, like, the games. Georgia still plays Florida. If that goes away, I have a huge problem, right? Those things that have been the foundation of what's made college football, those are the things. The pay and the players, Barbara, we've been talking about that forever. I mean, I know you and I are on the same page. We don't agree with all of that. But, like, let's not get away from some of the foundational pieces that have made college football great. But you're right. I want to ask you about this. It's Barbara Dooley, guys, joining us as we get ready for a good old-fashioned hate as Georgia Tech and Georgia will play on Friday. By the way, all the rivalry games are going on. I want to ask you about this Lane Kiffin thing. Because they're saying that Lane Kiffin's going to get a lot of money if he leaves or if he stays. And, Barbara, he hasn't won this thing. He's been really good, but I have an issue with that. Like, I go, man, these guys are getting all this money, and I know we've talked about it with you before, but what do you think? You think Lane Kiffin's staying or he's leaving Ole Miss? What do you think?
I think if Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, he is dumb. I think that's the perfect home for him. They love him. Mm. About 5 years ago when he got – well, he left Tennessee, then he got fired, then he went to Alabama, and I think Nick even fired him. I mean, he wasn't worth a flip 5 years ago.
Right, right.
Think about it.
Good point.
And now he's the greatest thing since cheesecake.
Right.
I think coaches are going to have to show some loyalty. It's not about money all the time. Think about how much money these coaches are making. I mean, how much more can you spend?
Right.
It's you need loyalty. If you want your kids to stay in the program with you, then show them how to do it. Don't get bought.
It's a great point.
I'm sorry.
Right.
But it makes my heart hurt to watch coaches go from school to school. There is no loyalty to a school anymore. It's all about money. Mm. So you can't talk about the kids. Right. They're just following the coaches.
It's true. And Barbara, we said this, you know, a few times this season. I just say I hope, and I think you get it. Georgia fans should really appreciate the era they're living in right now. Like when Vince had it cooking, dominating Florida and dominating Georgia Tech, the Herschel years, et cetera.
Right.
I think I hope Georgia fans don't take this for granted, because when Kirby eventually does retire, that's it. Because I don't think they'll ever be anything like this.
Well, they probably won't be, but you know what? They said that in the 1980s when Vince was on that high roll. They said, oh, Georgia will never be like this again. And Kirby has surmounted it. Mm. So it might happen again, but it won't be anytime soon. When Kirby leaves here, you can watch it. It'll take 4 or 5 coaches to replace him. Mm. When you think about the coaches that leave, nobody just moves right in and wins. Kirby did, because Coach Rick had such a fabulous recruiting class waiting on him. Mm. But usually that doesn't happen. But now, of course, we don't know what's going to happen, because every year through the portal, we're losing kids. Right. You can't say my quarterback's coming back or my running back's coming back. The portal takes them.
Right. Yeah, they got Vanderbilt actually saying they're going to steal. Was it Jared Curtis?
The big
quarterback. They're making noise like they're going to steal him. That's like, could you imagine Vanderbilt stealing anybody from Georgia?
No, but guess what? Can you imagine Vanderbilt having a season like they had this year?
Right.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, they've always been in the bottom of our league, and look at them. They were phenomenal. Mm,
they were. And this is the new state of college football, where if you can get the right players in, Indiana's a prime example of this. And nobody's ever talked about Indiana football. That's part of this. So, Barbara, tell me what you think happens in this rivalry game on Friday before we let you go. Barbara Dooley, brought to you by Kroger.
I think Georgia's going to win, but I don't think it's going to be a piece of cake.
Mm. Okay, so she thinks Tech bounces back. Yeah,
I think Tech's coming in here ready for real old-fashioned hate. From last week. Don't you know they're sick?
They are.
I thought about them last Saturday night, and I thought, those kids are sick to their stomachs that they didn't play better. You know, this is what's so interesting to me. How a team has everything going for them and then can just get on the field and do nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Zero. From the opening kickoff to the final bell.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't see that one coming. Right.
They're a good football team.
They are. And I think we're in for a really good game as well. Look, Mike and I said it. The Dogs right now, I don't want to say they're peaking, but they're playing their best. And I don't know if this is the best that they can play between now and the end of the season, but I think that bodes well for them on Friday. Barbara, happy Thanksgiving to you and your wonderful family. We always appreciate you. This time of year, we're giving thanks for you. So thank you so much.
And I give thanks for you and all your wonderful listeners. Happy Thanksgiving and go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Awesome.
Great stuff from Barbara Dooley, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, Mike's got some guy talk. Mm-hmm. We got to get back into Raheem Morris. Did you hear what he said?
I get more questions than answers every time he speaks.
You have to hear what he said, and you will next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sometimes we question what our head coach says because we have to. And as the offense looked a lot more fluid on Sunday against the Saints, we got a comment from him last night as Dave Archer was talking to him, and I just want to play it for you. I want you to hear it, and then you can judge for yourself. As we've been asking you today at 404-726-0929, that's our text line as well, who do you blame? And when I say that, you are looking at a situation where you're going, wait a minute, Penix didn't tell him that he wanted to be under center, so it's his fault. And then you go, wait a minute, Cousins is the reason, because he probably saw everything that was going on and didn't tell them that this is what they need to be doing. And then you have an offensive coordinator who, well, I guess he was just doing whatever he thought was right. At the end of the day, this thing feels like it's moving in the right direction. And why now? Why not at the beginning of the season? Do you blame them, as Mike has said, for not playing our guy in the preseason and getting him acclimated to maybe being under center? Here's what our coach said about Cousins being under center.
You know, Kurt's comfortable up under center. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
What?
You do what the quarterback can do.
What?
See, this gets back to, you hired a couple of coordinators who had never been coordinators in the NFL. Jimmy Lake had never been a DC, and Zach Robinson had never been an OC. Okay, he'd been a QB coach with the Rams, but he'd not been an offensive coordinator. I believe, Carl, that the initial idea was, hey, guy'll, you know, he'll cut his teeth with a veteran quarterback and Kirk Cousins. That'll be easy. And eventually, when Michael Penix Jr. is ready to go, which still made no sense to me, because by the time he's in his fourth year, you only have 1 year to evaluate him, but that's neither here nor there. But then he'd eventually work with Penix. Problem is, we did the pistol, a lot of the pistol, and you and I were confused from the first game against the Steelers last year. Kirk is more comfortable doing this. Now, we were under the impression perhaps some of it was limitations because of the Achilles backpedaling from under center. Maybe Zach Robinson just doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Maybe Zach Robinson just, you know, has his way. It's the Rams' way, and that's what we're going to implement. And there's a lack of flexibility, imagination, or more importantly, Michael Penix Jr., the sense of urgency to teach him how to do that. And this is where we get Ra involved. Maybe you should have the quarterback playing in all the preseason games. Maybe you should have had him under center more. Maybe this is something that should have been discussed before you drafted him. Just a thought, Carl. I'm sorry. Now you got me upset. Back to you.
No, it's upsetting, because why couldn't we have been here at the start of the season? Why is it that we are in 13 personnel, right? Three tight ends on the field. You're running sets and formations you haven't ran with Penix on the field. Why did it take to this point? And that's why we're saying, who do you blame? Because it is upsetting, because you go, well, if this was fixed, what would our record be? where might we be with the defense playing the way it is? That is why this is a question. Now, I want to say this. I do not blame Michael Penix. Here is why. He is a rookie trying to learn the NFL. This is where you lean into and on the guys with experience to tell you and show you what's going on, which gets us back to this three-year plan with Kirk Cousins, because if Penix was just sitting there and learning through osmosis, Mike, and picking up things, then he might be ready at that point. But I can't sit here and tell you that Michael Penix, in a film study, is looking at Zach Robinson and going, you know what? 2 years ago, man, I saw this against the Bears. You know what we did? Here's what we did. This is how we countered it. That's Kirk Cousins and his 13 years of experience. That is not Michael Penix. I don't blame the kid. The kid's trying to lean in to people who should be able to tell him, hey, this is what we're seeing, and this is why we're going to have you under center, and this is what we're going to do this week. Doesn't feel like that's going on. The guys who should know, and Cousins and Robinson, Mike, that is their job. And if you really want to know, that's what happened this last week. The two guys with experience went, this is what we need to be doing. Why in the hell were you guys doing that with the young kid? Right. Because he does not have the experience, Mike, or the knowledge to say, oh, you know what? I saw that 5 years ago, man, against the Saints. Let me tell you what we did. He's not in those meetings doing that.
Right.
Not yet. No. One day he will be.
That's why, I mean, Arthur Blank has got to be asking this question. Whatever happens the remainder of these six games we've got, whatever happens, Arthur, these are the things, if I own this team, why did it take you 3 weeks and a humiliating loss to get out of the booth and down on the sideline to work with your rookie quarterback, second-year quarterback, in Zach Robinson? Where was that sense of urgency from Raheem Morris? Why didn't you practice it during preseason? You know, why didn't the young quarterback get more reps in preseason? You know, this is, as Carl said, and I don't want it to be an indictment on Michael Penix Jr., but when the guy is struggling, we talked about it, the footwork, the first time it kind of reared its ugly head was that Carolina game. And then, look, guys, even in Minnesota, our offense was not functioning at a high level. We had to settle for 4 field goals in that game. So let's not get revisionist on how great we looked early in the year. Okay, the defense was bringing its heat. And then Carl was bringing up the point, and I was slow to get on board with his argument that when you're giving the other team 20 more plays in your offense, you're wearing out your defense. So as much as the defense is done, there's just only so far they're going to be able to carry you. This offense has been the constant malfunctioning piece on this team. And that's why I question, is Zach Robinson the right man for the job? The same way we learned that Jimmy Lake was not the right man for the job on defense last year.
404-726-0929. Can I hear Rod again? Did he just say what I thought he said?
You know, Kurt's comfortable up on the center. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
You do what the quarterback can do.
Maybe we should have been doing more of it last year. I mean, this goes back to, why are we locked into the friggin' pistol? I mean, you know, I mean, Zach Robinson comes in, you know, with my years of experience as an offensive coordinator, and, you know, with all my years, no. And I said this to you last year, I'll say it again. You know, maybe he is the stump of the Sean McVay coaching tree, or the thinnest branch, but other guys are making things happen. So, I mean, Murphy's Law, we draw the short end of the stick. But this is questions which I hope to get up there in time. Traffic related, hopefully get up there on time when Zach's talking to the media about this and the development of Michael Penix Jr. Because if I'm Arthur Blank, I've got to be asking. Maybe Arthur's already asked some of these questions. I don't know.
But
he has his weekly meetings.
No, it's very possible. I mean, we're not privy to that.
Right.
Though I would love to
I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
But he may have. Your thoughts on this. And again, can we build on it? That's the real thing here, right? I mean, you saw a glimpse. Saints are bad. But guess what? Jets aren't that much better. Okay.
Oh, Jets are a bad football team.
So,
like us, some good individuals, but as a whole, their offense doesn't work.
So, you know, let's see if they build on it. But I also want to see again Sunday. Hi, Zach. How many times you guys are in 13 personnel? I want to see how many times he's under center compared to the 30 to 20% opportunities you gave Michael Penix. And what we're telling you is you're setting him up to fail.
Right.
That's how I feel about this. This is why I'm like, who's to blame here? And when you go, wait a minute, that's on Penix. How? He's learning.
Right.
How?
Right. And then you go back and you look at some of the ways his passing, his accuracy. Now, again, there are some things that you put on Michael Penix's shoulders. When he's squared to throw and he's got open receivers. He's got to hit those receivers. Now, when Kyle Pitts starts volleyballing stuff, you can't blame that on Penix. But he's also made – guys, that's
right, how much more confidence, though, would this young man have if he was given some of the things we saw last week, because it creates more time in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah. But this is why we've talked about, you know, Zampezi and Yates and all the other guys who collaborate with Zach Robinson. How are you not – I said this to you 3 weeks ago. How are you not helping this young man? Because he needs help. And now the worst part of this all is just the injury is the injury. We come into year three, and we still have no answers about this. And if Zach Robinson and this regime is still here, then Michael Penix Jr. becomes Justin Fields.
Oh, stop.
Yes, he's going to be lost, man. He's already halfway there.
Come on, you don't say that.
You know, and look, this is not an indictment of him, but this is what happens to young quarterbacks. Now, look, if you're some guys like Sam Darnold, maybe you had some bad coaches with the Jets or you just weren't ready. You get to some other teams, but better things are happening. You know, Daniel Jones is doing pretty well at another squad. You know, but then sometimes you're Mitchell Trubisky or Justin Fields where you just bounce around and you never get traction and you never get that opportunity to establish yourself as the man. And in this case, the Falcons haven't given him the tools to do the job.
I am I'm still reluctant to say he can't do it. But did they give him a chance to develop in that area? And I don't – that's the question, Mike. We feel like the answer is no. We didn't see it. We didn't see that. You know what they did at camp every single day? The same damn formation every single day. Now, we didn't see those closed practices, but even in the open practices, like, how many times did you see him under center? Seriously.
Right. Now, I mean, look, he was on a heater. He was 13 of 16 against Carolina. They had a 2-touchdown lead. He was at 81% on his passing completion rate. But before that, he was trending the wrong way. From the Buffalo win, all three losses, 55, 59, 42%.
Bad.
Making some really bad throws. The bad footwork, I saw it in Berlin. I mean, he's throwing balls in the ground. He's missing badly.
So you know what you do? You give him protection and you run 13 personnel with tight ends on the field.
Comfortable up on the
center. That's it.
But and that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
You know what? I could slap somebody.
But that's
right
why
now.
I just don't.
I could slap somebody.
Oh, and I get it. I mean, and Zach, I just sometimes, you know, you hired the wrong guy. Falcon fans know this because often we hire the wrong guy. We've seen some really bad hires. Raheem, like I said, if Raheem loses his job over this season, the epitaph on the second go-round with the Falcons, he hired the wrong freaking guys.
Yeah. Oh, as my wife and I say, I could slap you with my whole hand across your whole face right now. 404-726-0929. It's a joke. We have to get to some guy talk, Mike. We got a lot more to get to, including 5 o'clock hour. We'll get you caught up on the latest with this Gainesville-Brunswick situation, guys. It is front and center. They have pleaded their case. And it doesn't look good right now. The DHSA, which makes these rulings, has suspended 35 Gainesville football players for Friday's quarterfinal game against Hughes. And they say they are looking to take legal action, Mike, because I said, look, these kids got to play, but we'll get back into it. I know many of you are like, what is the deal with this?
Because we learned a lot. We had a referee who called in earlier who does basketball, but we were surprised by how the GHSA – I was going to get your acronyms correct. I'm sure I get this right. How the GHSA got it right is using the refs in a situation where a game needs some leadership from the officials to get it back under control. That was not the case down there in Brunswick. And then all hell broke loose. And now Gainesville, kids, now your last game is a blowout win over Brunswick, and you don't get to play high school football again. That's a darn shame. I hate when litigation, you know, Carl, intersects with sports, but I don't know what else you do if you're Gainesville. I think you got to.
Georgia High School Association is right. What that stands for. So, again, and it doesn't really matter. They do all the rulings, but it matters in this situation because they're changing lives. And, look, young men make mistakes. It was nasty. It was dirty. It was ugly. I get all that. But don't ruin this for those kids that have a chance to continue their season. That's where I'm at, and I'm standing on it with Gainesville. All right, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, everybody wants hockey back here in Atlanta. Everybody thinks, or at least Forsythians, people who live up the 400 corridor, think they may have the answer and the arena to go get the NHL. Wait till you hear what the price tag is going to be for the next NHL expansion teams. We have to pass the hat, Carl. I'll explain. And here's something that's free. We got tickets for Guns N' Roses. They're going to be coming this fall to Atlanta. Details, and we're going to give away those tickets next segment right here on...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. Tomorrow, guys, we're up at Flowery Branch. We'll be talking to Coach Raheem Morris. West Durham will join us as well. Player guest, too. And then it's Thanksgiving time, man. Hunkering down. Friday, you got a lot of football. Of course, Georgia, the Egg Bowl. Georgia, Georgia Tech. I mean, can't wait till Saturday. All these great rivalry games. Going to be a big old couch potato. Talked about that with Barbara Dooley about the green bean casserole. I sense that you enjoy green bean casserole.
I don't have a problem with it. It's not, you know, it's not my fave.
So why do we always have it on the table?
A tradition.
Who wants it?
It's one of those things.
Warren?
There's always something that's served.
Easy.
That too. But there's always something that's served at Thanksgiving that has just kind of been there.
Mm.
Thursday, when you have dinner, look around the table. You're going to be like, this has been on the table for 20 years. There's always something. There's an item that has just been like every year somebody brings it or they make it. That's that thing. And I think that's what it's become, Mike. It's just right. Always kind of been there.
Now, again, you may have already seen this morning if you're watching the local news, but 82 million Americans expected to travel for Thanksgiving weekend. 73 million hitting the road by car. More people taking to the car because the airports have been such a friggin' hassle.
Yeah.
You know, the cost of the ticket, TSA wait time, et cetera. A lot of folks feeling if it's anywhere between a 5 and a 6 hour drive, I'll just take it. I'll drive it as opposed to fly it. Excuse me. I saw it this morning coming up to work today. Holy cow. The lines at Hartsfield-Jackson, insane to see the cars already queuing up for the North and South Terminal. It was bananas, and it's, of course, just Tuesday. So give yourself extra time, and obviously it's going to be bananas if you are going to be flying. Also, because folks are on the road who don't normally travel, you had basically everything, Carl, in a nutshell, that grinds my gears today. You had, you know, the 85-year-old going 60 miles an hour in the left lane. You had the person, the other side of it, you know, the mom in the minivan with the kids who decides, as opposed, now she's missed her exit. No. I'll just cut over in front of four lanes of traffic, cut everybody off, and just, you know, go over the dirt and the grass. I mean, like what? You know, you can simply go around, ma'am. It's worth maybe the 5 minutes it'll take, you know? Anyway, one last thing that grinds my gears today, not have to do with the travel, but shopping. I figure let's get everything done today. You don't have to be at Kroger or Publix because tomorrow it'll be a madhouse for last minute Thanksgiving shopping. Carl, I don't know how often you encounter this up in your neck of the woods in Cobb. The worst people in the world. They weren't raised right. People who leave shopping carts.
Oh, yeah.
In the lot.
Hate it.
It is to me. It is. It's the worst. It's the laziest. You're an awful person if you do that, because it takes literally 25 seconds to go take the cart and put it into the rack.
Yep, it's true.
And that's it. And if I see a wayward shopping cart, I will do that, because I don't want to see so many cars getting dinged up by that. It's just, I saw it today and I was like, so I tweeted it and it got over like a gazillion likes already, because everybody's seen it and dealt with it. It's bad people.
Well, and here's the other thing. You know, you leave the cart for whatever reason, all right? You know it's going to bang somebody's car. You know it's going to happen. And it may not even be, that's not your intention. Right. You'll drive off and the wheel will slip just a little bit, Mike, and boom, that thing's rolling and it's going to hit somebody's car. Put the carts away.
I'm with you. I got over 12,000 likes on that earlier. So, yeah, come on, guys. And again, be a good Samaritan. Even if you see, like, you see some old lady and she's like, take the cart back for her. Let's have some good juju, some good vibes, good karma. All right, man. We were talking a lot this summer about the rumors. There's not rumors, there's what's. There's people who wish something to be true, so it becomes a rumor that we are, in fact, going to be in line with the NHL for an expansion team.
Yes.
People in Forsyth or the 400 corridor, wherever you think it should be, people who love it in their backyard, potential new arena, that's great. Well, Gary Bettman goes on CNBC today.
Okay.
Talking about the strength of the NHL. They got a big TV contract with the Rogers Network up there in Canada. They got an infusion of cash. Teams are now getting valuations, which are getting close now to baseball teams in America. Matter of fact, Toronto's worth more than anything. The Rangers come in second. Yeah, man, they're making some loot. So listen to this. He says when there is next expansion, and it could be Atlanta, could be Houston, there's a towns that are always generally mentioned, they're going to ask $2 billion.
I'm sorry?
Dollars. $2 billion for the expansion fee. Gary Bettman says, my instructions from ownership are, if we're going to expand, it has to start with $2 billion. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So whoever's going to buy a team here in Atlanta, you got to be liquid enough to have $2 billion just laying around. And no disrespect to Vernon Krause and the Auto Group guys, you have that kind of loot? Because I don't need another Atlanta Spirit LLC with 15 morons who all cobble together their little stacks of millions to become owners. You need a Daddy Warbucks. You need an Arthur Blank. You need a Tony Ressa to pull this off. Reason I bring it up is, as many people who hate the idea, who live outside the perimeter, whether it's the Lawrenceville all the way over to Cobb County corridor, nobody wants to come downtown. Well, Tony Ressa's got that kind of loot. And he's going to be building that facility. It's already, you see the high rises going up. Talking about the Atlantic Yards, right? Am I getting it right?
Centennial.
I always jack it up. Yeah, it's Atlantic Station. It's like basically Atlantic Station, but it's Centennial Yards, to Carl's point. I mean, that's when I get back to all these people who want this stuff up there on the. Do you have $2 billion laying around? That's before you're building the stadium and you're putting the team on the ice.
Yeah, it's a lot. And look, I know there are skeptics about the revitalization of downtown and how that's going to look, mm-hmm. and having people live there and just more stuff to do and in and around games, Mike. But let's not forget, State Farm is still equipped to handle hockey.
Correct.
So, look, I don't know where this goes, but that, you know what Bettman did right there? All the clown shows
yes.
just went away. Like guys right. who were like, oh, I got $500 million,
right.
not enough. I got $800 million. That ain't going to be it. He just literally eliminated all the guys who feel like, oh, I can get in on this. This is where we're starting. So, Mike, that's a lot. And by the way, it makes me feel, when the commish said something like that, it makes me feel like, well, maybe this isn't going to happen. Is this going to happen?
Well, that's why, I mean, like, I know there's about 25,000 people in the city that are diehards. There's probably more than that. But the ones we interact with on social media, the stuff you see, the accounts on Twitter, we don't say X. But just to give you the timeline, when Vegas came in, that was $500 million. When Seattle came in, it was $650 million. When Utah got Arizona and got rebranded, $1.2 billion. So it was going to be $2 billion just to get the Jump Street. So it's just something to think about, because I know just, there's, as our old agent Norm, rest in peace, would say, there's the world you want and there's the world you live in. And the world you live in is going to cost $2 billion. That's trying to be Mr. Buzzkill. I'm just saying, it's a lot of loot. Hey, man, well, here's something that's absolutely free right now. I'll make Oren work. We'll take caller number 12. Good. Or didn't roll his eyes. He's got to talk to 12 people. We got Guns N' Roses tickets, Carl.
Because he's not taking the calls. I am.
Oh, check that. Day-Day's going to have to talk. We'll talk to Day-Day. Congratulations, guys. If you are the 12th caller right now, 404-726-0929. GNR, baby, coming to Truist Park. Tickets go on sale Friday, December 5th at Ticketmaster. There is a link for our fans to get pre-in, so you get the first crack at the tickets. Got to do that by December 1st. But Ticketmaster's got your tickets. Last time I saw a great show at Truist, it was Metallica a couple years ago.
Okay.
With Avenged Sevenfold. That was a killer show. Anyway, call number 12 right now, 404-726-0929. And I know I'll be there, and you'll be there too, for Guns N' Roses. Never seen them disappoint. Remember the time we were in Vegas?
You want money.
I hit the Kentucky Derby trifecta, and of course, my wife said, are we going to save that money? No.
You ain't got good tickets.
Front seats, front row.
You got good tickets. You did.
I must be in the front row. Axl Rose looking right at me, man. It was awesome. Are you? By the way, where do you fall on GNR? Or I know you're a big music guy.
I'm a big GNR guy, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Axl is he's one of the best frontmen in rock history, yeah.
He's up there,
Slash,
man.
Slash is amazing, too.
Slash is Slash, right?
Right. Seen Slash a few times at the Tabernacle. Pretty cool. All right, man. We talked earlier about the Georgia High School. Still waiting to see if this thing is going to go to court. We're going to talk more about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But the latest news is Carl Tease, 39 Gainesville High School players. That was initial. Now it's down to, what, 4 guys got a reprieve? So it's down to 35. But we've heard from the school's athletic department. Apparently, they're considering maybe lowering up. We'll give you more on that in the 5 o'clock hour. Seen a few more guys said more video, and they said there's even more angles now out there. So they're saying if the Georgia High School Sports Association wanted to, if you could find – I mean, I don't know who would do the dissemination of the video, but the point is you could actually maybe find a way to maybe be more fair and equitable and not take out the whole damn team. And maybe take out the most egregious offenders. And if guys just came off the bench to protect the teammate, maybe you sack him for a half and not the full game.
Yeah, that's the thing, Mike. The most egregious offenders. I also think, though, within context, right? Okay, so some of these dudes are on the field. This thing breaks off or pops off. And some of these guys, as you said, if we're defending themselves, is it egregious if I'm defending myself and I was getting the better of a guy? Is that egregious, or was that just me handling my business and getting the better of a guy that I thought, hey, was trying to injure me as this thing, you know, this melee started? I just feel like there's so much gray area with this, and that's going to be part of the problem. But I hope they reverse this decision and allow these kids to play and, more importantly, allow their season to play out. And then, you know what, let's see where this goes, Mike, but – the other side of this is, and I don't know if Gainesville is capable of this. Look, Hughes is really good, first and foremost. Want to respect them. But if they were to upset them this weekend, and let's just say, Mike, that it somehow found a way to the state championship, this story, it becomes a huge deal because there were going to be people who say, well, they shouldn't be there. And this, I just think right now, let these playoffs play out and see what happens. And for the kids that made a mistake, it happens, but I feel like you're just killing this program and this community, by the way. They have a huge following up there. I know we always talk about some of these other places. Gainesville football, man, is a big deal.
Right.
And everybody that can hear us up there, because we know you can hear us. We know you can hear this radio station. I feel you. Like, it sucks right now to think our kids been busting their butts all year, then this pops off and it happens, and they're going to be punished like this. But if this is the precedent, and I don't know this, by the way, if the Georgia High School Association, Mike, has some precedent that happened in 79 or 88 where this happened and everybody was suspended, then so be it. But I also think every situation is independent, and you have to look at what happened here and how this started and what it led to, and we cannot forget the officials because they didn't do the job to de-escalate this situation, and in fact, Mike, it feels like they made it escalate.
Well, the other thing is, and again, my cousin Marty lives down in Savannah, and his kids went to Benedictine, so he's a little familiar with Brunswick. And he says, look, it is what it is. You know, it's kids were upset. They were ticked off. They were embarrassed. And guys started showing their arse. And when you had a Gainesville player ripping guys' helmets off, he was saying, if you look at the video, it goes, the actual altercation, not Brunswick player ripping off Gainesville players' helmets. He goes, if you look at the video, the whole thing is over in 30 seconds. It's not like it's one of those deals, Carl, where it's 10 minutes of guys just like a melee, but like the Braves Padres.
But it's kids running onto the field, which is not allowed, and that is where they're going 64, 72,
right.
And you're starting to point kids out who were not originally involved in the initial contact. And that becomes dangerous. So it's all the kids that were running onto the field to protect their teammates. Either way, man, it is fascinating. But more importantly, I'm so frustrated for them right now. And look, I don't know who started it. Everybody's saying it was Brunswick. Either way, Mike, the Brunswick coaches come out and said Gainesville should not be punished for this. Shouldn't that mean something?
Right. I mean, look, the Brunswick, they've lost. They're not going to be in the postseason next year, whatever they do with their season. They've been on a one-year suspension, postseason ban. And, you know, as you said, Gainesville, if that's your teammate, that's a guy you've known since kindergarten, you're protecting him, you know, I think you can. There's a line, as you said, Carl. And if somebody starts with you and you're getting the better of him.
It's what it is.
It is what it is.
It's what it is. Like, if that's on film and he's like, oh, my God, he's got this guy's helmet off on the ground. Did you see the 2 or 10 seconds before that when the guy was maybe doing something to antagonize that particular player and it got to that point?
Well, it was 28-0. It got chippy.
It happens.
And we talked about the refs. A strong ref's got to take control of the game, call a timeout, get the coaches on the field, communicate it. And then if the coaches have guys, you just sit them. If you've got guys that are doing chippies, you're out. The game's freaking over anyway. You're getting smoked. We also found out from another ref who called in that they're advised not to confront. Not to get their hands on a player because they're worried about getting sued by the damn Parrots.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a bad rule. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I just don't like
that.
I
don't know. I've seen refs take – maybe we're of a different era. Refs will take control of a game.
Well, you know what? That's why you're on the field. You're on the field so things don't get out of control. Yeah. All right.
Hey, man, real quick, congratulations goes out to Brian Barker of Stockbridge. He was calling number 12. He is going to go see.
Did you say Brian Barker?
That son of a gun owes me money.
Brian Barker?
Brian Barker, brah, on the south side. He's going to go see GNR. Going to be a truest. It's going to be a blast, man. September 19th. Tickets going to go on sale there you go. Here's my boy, Big O, on the 5th. Of December. It's going to be a blast. We'll have more tickets for you right here on the game.
All right, man. Falcons are going to turn their attention to the Jets. We are live at Flowery Branch tomorrow. This is another team we should beat. But before we get to all of that, we need to know an update on Drake, which hopefully we'll get tomorrow. Jets defense is allowing about 193 yards per game when it comes to the pass, which is 10th. What I'm telling you is they're pretty decent against the pass, believe it or not. Mm. All right, we'll talk about it. We got to also talk about what our head coach said in regards to the quarterback and him being under center. You might be shocked.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.